All right. Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Lucian Gauthier, and I am here with Nadine Artemis, co-founder of Living Libations, and she is a beauty expert extraordinaire. She's going to be joining us Friday, April 6th through Sunday, April 8th at the Hilton Anaheim in Anaheim, California for the Longevity Now Conference of 2018. Nadine, how you doing?
I'm good. Happy to be here talking with you.
So you hold the world's record on consecutive speaking engagements at the Longevity Now Conference. People just can't seem to get enough of you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, we really love coming to that conference. It's so much fun. And, you know, it just feels like family now.
You just keep bringing new cutting edge information. You're definitely not a one trick pony. You've got so many different tricks in your hat, and you've delivered so many amazing different talks to our audience. What is your focus going to be for 2 weeks from now?
My focus is going to be on the beauty of immunity. And we're going to dive into the connection between our skin and our innate immune system and how we really need to rethink about how we're caring for our skin. So because of the impact it has on our immune system, not just our endocrine and our hormone and our hormones in our liver, but there's a huge connection with the innate immune system and the microbiome and what we're applying to our skin.
That is a fascinating area of research. I know that Ron Teagarden and George Lamoureux have talked about Wei Qi in Chinese medicine, which is the sort of energetic force field that emits from your skin that pushes off pathogens and keeps you protected. I don't want to give away your whole talk now, but let's let's get into a little bit on what those connections are between our skin and that immunity and where your angle fits in.
Well, you know, I like to think of our skin as the moist envelope of our soul, and it does such a great job at really discerning and deciphering life for us, right? It's a huge area of our senses. What I don't think we realize is, I mean, we know our skin's an organ, and I'm pretty sure we all know that, like, what we apply seeps in. But I don't think we know sort of about the tapestry of the trillions of microbes and bacteria that are on our skin. And that even really, you know, much of the modern era has been about combating bacteria and sort of this germ warfare theory. However, we're really just this teeming tapestry of billions of bacteria. And these bacteria that, you know, we're really mutating topically with a lot of the stuff that we apply, we're sort of poisoning our skin, and that these bacteria are really our beautician. They're really, like, we can just step out of the way and we can allow the bacteria to sort of micromanage our skincare. Then, you know, beauty, feeling beautiful and having great skin becomes so much easier because we're allowing the innate intelligence of our bodies to just work in the way that they're supposed to.
And Nadine, for a lot of people who are familiar with, you know, gut flora, gut bacteria, you've got to do the probiotics. It's fairly simple for someone to, you know, get a capsule of a probiotic, throw it in their smoothie, you know, drink it with a glass of water, do whatever you want. It's fairly simple to just tell people to take a probiotic. But when you tell someone to cultivate their skin bacteria, I think there's a little bit of head scratching, myself included, as to how to really accomplish that. And you know, I use your products, and I know that your products are very bacteria friendly, but I'm still not quite clear on, like, what are the do's and don'ts, you know, for skin bacteria? What are some of the things that we might be doing that are wiping out your skin bacteria? And what are the things that we could be doing to help facilitate their growth and development?
For sure. And I will go into so many, like, tips and treasures and ways to deal with that. One thing that's important to know is that, you know, our gut microbiome is inextricably bound to the bacteria on our skin, to our skin's microbiome. There are, you know, a few major microbiome areas in the body, and, you know, the guts is a huge one. The skin is huge. And there's going to be different concentrations in different areas. So the palms of our hands, for example, have way, way less activity than our armpits or our faces. So, you know, like, a lot of skin dysbiosis can start with dysbiosis in the gut. So if you know, if there's congestion in the colon, that's going to lead to blackheads. Gluten intolerance is really associated with things like rosacea, which is like a Dermodex mite on the skin. And eczema flare-ups happen when there's a drop in the microbiome area of that area of the skin. So there's a real connection there. And other major microbiome areas are, you know, are the mouth. And then they get a little bit smaller with the nose, the ear. And another major area for women is the vaginal microbiome. And really, you know, when we ingest healthy food and fermented food and probiotics and prebiotics, that does affect all the other microbiomes. And we can also apply probiotics topically, you know, because of course now with all this research, there, you know, ways to deliver probiotics to the skin are in development. Although most of the things I've seen, the probiotics are a bit in a sea of things that I don't think would allow it to survive, like different petrochemicals and stuff. But, you know, so we don't have to get that fancy. You can literally like make a honey mask, apply a probiotic. But the main thing too is using and caring for the skin with things that are in harmony with our skin, that works synergistically. And when you're working with real authentic botanical beauty care products that don't have methylparabens, that aren't full of, you know, rancid oils or different chemicals, different petrochemicals, then we can allow our bacteria to thrive. And the really neat thing with working with what I call botanical biotics, which are things like potent extracts of essential oils, they really are like the potent remedy that we can use that can take care of a lot of stuff. Because what's so fascinating about these botanical biotics is that they are able to clean up pathogenic activity without disrupting the friendly bacteria. So this way we have solutions for things like fungal infections or rashes or melasma or acne that seems to be very stubborn. So we have solutions for that that aren't going to harm the microbiome, aren't going to mutate the microbiome's food supply and destroy the lipids and the cells and the sebum. And, you know, when we work with things like that, then we really get out of this destructive sort of, it's a catch-22 for a lot of people because, you know, they're using creams that aren't the best or an acne, you know, product with a lot of harsh alcohols. Then we're showering in chlorine and then it's like, oh, why am I having the skin issue? Then we might go, you know, seek medical, like get a prescription and then that might work for a moment, but then really it's an antibiotic. So then it's disrupting the microbiome even more. And so we can get into these cycles and not know how to get out of them and how to heal and seal the skin. And so those are the things we're going to be diving into.
And Nadine, just to be clear for our listeners, whenever we put, let's say, a petrochemical or some of these beauty creams that are, you know, commercial in nature, does that automatically destroy the good bacteria in our skin?
Yeah, then there's going to be different degrees. And, you know, they've even done microbiome mapping with special cameras that show, like, they've asked people not to shower for like 3 days, 5 days a week. And it shows how the commercial products just stay on the skin. And then for so many reasons, they're disrupting the microbiome. It could be because they're acting like saran wrap and creating an invisible layer that's not allowing the skin and the microbiome to breathe. It could be something that's mutating it or literally throwing off the balance so much, like an antibacterial soap with triclosan, which is like, you know, killing off the good bacteria that are supposed to be patrolling the pathogens and keeping the pathogens in check. Because within this body of ours that is really a bacterial banquet, there's always a balance, right? Like we're always going to have some pathogens free floating around, but you want the good bacteria to be, you know, sort of taking care of that behavior, you know, of the pathogen. And so what we're doing is we're eradicating the friendly bacteria that's allowing the pathogens to thrive. And really, you know, we're doing that on so many levels. We're doing that in our oral care. We're doing that with our guts. We're doing it with the soil, you know, so it's a real, it's a real example that can help us really understand our relationship to the elements and to our bodies on a microcosm and a macrocosm level with the earth.
You mentioned, you know, that balance with the elements, and, you know, a lot of people are aware that if you go to the hospital and you're in a hospital setting, the level of sterility and over sanitation of the environment is what gives rise to all those crazy staph infections and sort of, you know, just super bugs that they can't deal with. And for anyone who works in the medical field or is aware, I mean, infection is almost the number one killer in a hospital, you know, across the board. It is the opposite true that if, you know, we go into an environment like nature, the forest, something like that, that somehow by exposing our skin to those type of natural elements, it does that help proliferate the good bacteria? Does that have a skin benefit to it?
It absolutely does, and I always recommend that we really live sequestered lives, and we really want to open up like how we're engaging with the elements, and that's like, you know, the earth as in like, you know, whether it's lying on the ground to great food and or botanical skincare, through walking through a forest and getting that all those benefits from forest bathing or lying in the sun and engaging with that much needed source that activates, you know, our hormones, our vitamin D levels, whether it's just fresh air, like just like, you know, hopefully you can find a place to like take off some clothes and lay outside and get fresh air. 'Cause like we're like, you know, we're inside, we're looking at computer screens, we're wearing polyester. And all of these things affect our skin's microbiome. And when we're putting things topically on our skin, or we're over exfoliating, or we're using foaming cleansers on our soap every day, that which studies now show with understanding the microbiome that those surfactants are lodging themselves into the stratum corneum, and it's taking away the top layer of flora of bacteria on our skin, and that's kind of like leaving the door open while you're on vacation. So we're our skin, which is a first responder to our immune system. We are literally, you know, it's our hands that are applying those things every day and making us more vulnerable to infection. And so we really, just like we would want to heal and seal like a leaky gut, we've got to take care of our skin in that manner and allow it more time to engage with the elements at the same time so that it can breathe and support us in the way that it was meant to.
You just mentioned clothing, and that just really got me thinking. Are you saying that depending on the type of clothing we're wearing and maybe even the type of laundry detergent we're using, that could be like we put those clothes on, it's like now all of a sudden our good skin bacteria is taking a massive hit?
Yeah, or it's just like, yeah, and it depends, right? It's like that might just be sort of mutating them or not letting them thrive. It's not necessarily like killing something off like an antibiotic would, you know. So there's all kinds of ways that we're sending stress signals to our body. But yeah, like you know, putting on, like if you've got athlete's foot and you're wearing like synthetic socks and then running shoes all day, or even a baby's bum in a diaper that has a diaper rash, it's like that little creature, they need some fresh air to clear it up right away. But we're like trapped in like polyester shirts and then applying aluminum deodorant, and you know, it's a bit of alchemy for some disaster on a microscopic level.
Yeah, boy, it seems like it's really, really tricky in today's world to, I mean, to avoid damages to that skin flora. Just as a practical tip, what would you suggest people do just in terms of their daily bathing ritual? Because, you know, people want to shower every day, you know, except if you're like me and you're at home doing internet marketing or something, you can go maybe 2 or 3 days. And my excuse is always, you know, oh, I'm growing my skin's bacteria. That's why I'm not
There you
showering. But that doesn't really go over too well with people I know. So, what's sort of like your practical approach to bathing? Like, let's just assume that we get rid of the harsh soaps and cleansers. That then
Yeah.
kind of what's a kind of normal, reasonable daily strategy?
For sure. Well, we really don't need chemicals, synthetic chemicals, to be clean or to feel fresh, like at all. So, number one, like if you've got municipal tap water, you know, you're going to need a shower filter. You've got to get out the strong chlorine and stuff right away, because that literally is mutating the microbes on our skin, and it really can create, you know, it can dry out the skin, cause dandruff, and or if you know, or exacerbate all of those issues. It may not be the exact cause of your eczema. It could be. But it could be making it worse. So everybody's going to have their manifestation of their skin imbalances in different ways. So showering with a filter, and what there was a time when I couldn't do, like we couldn't get a whole house one because we were renting. And we just got a shower filter, and then we would do everything from there. Like, we'd bring our colanders of kale and strawberries to be rinsed in the shower, and then I would run the bath from the shower head. So that's how we manage with that. And we bring a shower filter and a wrench when we're traveling. So at the conference, I will be changing the shower filter at the hotel for a couple of days and then putting the old one back. And then what else I do when I travel is have a bottle of spring water by in the bathroom. And that's what I'll use to wash my face and brush my teeth. And then, yeah, we have such a strange relationship with soap. Like, we've really overdone it in the past few decades. So we just keep soap to, you know, washing your hands, scrubbing your nails, and pits and bits. Like, your thigh, your forearm, you know, your belly, none of that needs soap. At all, ever. And especially the face, which I know for a lot of people that might sound scary. I need soap to clean and to deal with my acne. But we actually go a really ancient traditional route of using oil to wash the face, to cleanse the face. You know, I really recommend jojoba. We make some beautiful creations called the best skin ever. So you can use that or jojoba or true organic olive oil. And you just wet a cloth, you know, get your face wet, pour a little oil on the cloth, massage that in, rinse your face again, and then use another squirt of oil to moisturize. And, you know, that really, really brings the skin back into balance. We get, you know, responses from people daily about, like, you know, their 10 years of blemishes are clearing up, their cystic acne is gone, it's balancing to rosacea, you know, all these things. Skin tone gets even, skin is less dry, because those surfactants are really, really messing up the top layer of our skin.
All right, well, that's what we're going for. And so you're going to be delivering a presentation focused on immunity, the skin's microbiome, the connection between the two, and that's going to be really fascinating. Also, not only do you do the presentation at the Longevity Now conference, but you also have your booth. So any new products that people should be on the lookout for when they show up to the conference?
Oh my gosh, so many. I'm trying to think. We've got beautiful new ozonated doodabs. The doodabs are this line of like concentrated sort of spot treatments that we've made for things like melasma or acne or different imbalances. And that, so we've always had the doodabs in the past, which are concentrated blends. And now we have ozonated doodabs. So we've taken favorite doodabs and ozonated them. So they're filled with ozone. And that is so juicy for the skin. We've got new oils, new serums, new shampoos, so many things.
Wow.
A new hand sanitizer that won't disrupt.
There we go. That's what we need.
Triclosan free. Yeah.
I always have this push and pull with my daughter because when she goes to school, they tell all the kids at school, like, all right, well, you know, wipe your hands. And they have a little station where you grab like one of those sanitized cloths that you pull out. And then, you know, the next one comes for the next person. And so when we go into stores and she sees them, she's like, oh, Dad, we have to wash our hands. I'm like, no, we don't. Yeah.
Same with my son. Yeah. So be at events. I'm like, don't wash your hands with
right.
that.
Yeah. and other parents are looking at me like, what? Did he just say don't wash your hands?
And then I'll be like, make sure you take your shirt off so you can get some sun.
Right. So, yeah, we're really excited to have you once again. Your booth is by far my favorite booth. I always walk away with my biggest problem at the conference is how do I get all of your products back without breaking them in my suitcase? So I'm wrapping them in my socks. And
we should send you a little box after. And I have my new book out, too, so we're going to have a book signing after the talk as well.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, hopefully we'll do another interview maybe at the event or after the event on that, because that's a whole nother subject to get into, your new book on beauty. But people who know you know that not only are you, you know, in the industry for making very, like probably the healthiest, most natural beauty products on the planet. It's the only ones that, you know, we in the company use. But also you take the angle on beauty many different directions, which is really fascinating. It's every time you give a talk, there's new information and there's new angles on how to approach things, which, you know, we all love.
Oh, thank you so much. I really feel, yeah, it's time to really open up beauty and allow it to be something that's not just applied, but just dive into it in new ways.